This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll as a chat. Well, us old folks call it a chat room, but I don't know what you guys call it. And then on Facebook, there's also a feed there. You can get involved in the conversation. But give me something. You know, I give you 3 hours of me a day. Give me something here. Give me your email address. If you head up to the website, you give me your email address. We send out one email a week letting you know what's going on. Yeah, we do have stuff for sale on there, but you can ignore it. I don't, like ACA, I don't force you to buy it. You know, you can buy it. You don't have to buy it or whatever. Also, if you don't want to do the email, because some of you said, I don't like the email, I get enough of them already, we can text you when the show is going to start. So simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And, you know, again, it's just being informed. It's just getting engaged. Stop spewing the party line. You guys know you make me crazy when you spew the party line. What happened? Oh, all right. Okay, I got it. When you just simply spew the party line and you don't have any facts behind it. If somebody backs you into a corner, you've got nothing. You can't tell them why you believe what you believe. So hopefully we get some of that across to you. We've got stories up there. We do have an Android, a brand new Android and Apple app. And check it out. It's kind of in a beta version. Let me know what you think about it. I really would appreciate it. Okay. So the Congress, in its infinite wisdom, decided to pass that minimum wage law, which is really just funny. I mean, all you can do is laugh at it. Because they really don't think things. I want you to think about something. $15 an hour is a livable wage, right? And they make a big deal about it. We passed it. Look what we did. Look how great we are, and look how wonderful we are. It doesn't kick into 2024. Anybody following this? So if $15 an hour today is a livable wage, what is it going to be 5 years from today? Are you telling me that nothing's going to go up in price for 5 years? $15 is going to be not going to be a problem? So I had a reporter call me today and ask me what my thoughts were on it and was telling me about a congressman's thoughts on it. And I said, well, let me tell you how the congressman is out of touch with true reality on the planet Earth. At $15 an hour, if you live in Podunk, Oklahoma, then you probably have a penthouse in the local downtown apartment complex. It's good money. And I'm not making fun of the people from Oklahoma. I'm just saying in different areas, money spends differently, if you would. In New York City, $15 an hour gets you the corner in a six-yard dump, all right? Because you just can't afford it. I think it's $15 for a cup of coffee in New York City, right? So you got to think this stuff through. They shoved it through and said, look what we did. They did nothing. They did absolutely, this is a magic show, and we're coming up on an election year. So I want you to think this through. Don't fall for this garbage, even if you're a Dem, because I know some of you trolls listen to the show. But don't fall for this. Hold your feet to the fire. If you really believe there should be a minimum wage, if you really believe that there should be a living wage, make them do it for real. Hold your feet to the fire. Make them show you by the numbers how their dollars work. So let's just take this. Just take the average worker, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt here. We'll say he's going to get 40 hours a week. Most won't. But let's just say they're going to get the 40 hours a week. At $15 an hour, that's $600 a week. Oh, let's don't forget Uncle Sam and those taxes that you guys are so much in favor of. So let's just go easy here. Let's say they're going to end up with like $475 a week by the time they're done paying everything. What does that get you? Nothing. You still have nothing. You can't even afford a car payment, car insurance, food, bus, whatever it is you got going on. Okay, so let's let that go. Joe, you're just being over the top. Okay, I'm being over the top. So let's go to the grocery guy, right, at the local supermarket. Now, he's making $11 and some odd cents an hour. They got a lot of people. You know, they're very union there, so, you know, it would be hard for them to fire anybody. So you go ahead and pump them in at $15 an hour. All of a sudden, that watermelon that you're buying at, you know, at 20 cents a pound is now 40 cents a pound, right? Now, when I'm buying for a family of four, I got to go back to my boss and say, hey, this supermarket, that's costing me more money. I need some more scratch here to be able to feed my family. And it never stops. So the $15 an hour doesn't fix anything. How about we start teaching and training these kids, training young people to get real? I mean, $15 an hour job is a job just to get you through. All right? Let's start teaching our young people real careers, real training. You know, you guys know that my heart's with career tech ed. Let's bring back some of the labor skills: carpenters, electricians, plumbers, mechanics. I mean, there's nothing wrong with these jobs. And you parents who think that the machinists' worlds are terrible, let me tell you what. These jobs have moved to China. They've moved to Japan. They've moved to Mexico. And these are not the machinists of the 50s. They're not grease monkeys, so to speak. They're done by computer. They're watched over it. They make decent money. They have to go to school to know what they're doing. So I just don't get why, again, so I always say, get informed before you start pushing back. Get informed. Even if you're a very liberal Democrat, and you're running around going, yeah, it's a start, $15. It's not a start. It does nothing for them because the prices are going to go up everywhere, and it's not going to help them at all. So the reality is, again, get your kids, and it starts with young kids. Get them passionate at a young age. Find them early and get, you know, find out what their love is early and help poke them in that direction. And get their hands, if they're in the cars, I know a lot of kids aren't in the cars today, but if they're in the cars at all, get them helping you with the car. Find them a mechanic. Take them to the old car shows. Get them excited about that. And if you really want to break your heart, there was a recent study done. I don't know they did it in China. They did a lot of countries. And they got high school kids together. In China, the kids want to be astronauts. They're ascribing to be astronauts. In America, they want to be the next YouTube star. We've done a great job, haven't we? Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Kerry Quashin joins me. You know, the dope of today, it's not Grandpa's dope. You know what I'm saying? Take it out of the drawer. We'll look at it together. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Come on, everybody loves orange, right? I'm Joe McSee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you guys know I get nuts when people speak ignorantly. And I'm talking about, I don't care if it's politics or drugs or food or what have you. And I don't have the answers to everything. I'm not one of those guys on the radio that goes, yeah, come here, I know it all. I don't know anything. I bring people on to have a clue. Because that's the way to do it. So you bring people on, they've been in it, they've been involved, they know what's going on. And that way you get real answers. So I'm with this happens so often, but today it was like a red-hot poker in the side of my head. And I'm sitting with a young guy that's going to teach young people how to be healthy and do the right thing and live right and live a long life. And now he's advocating marijuana usage. And I just, everything to do from not going back to my 18-year-old days and wrestle him in the room. But I'm going to bring on the expert, because I am not the expert. But Kerry Quashin is with me. We've had him on the show a dozen times. I love when he's with me because, you know, we don't play games. We don't dance around it. We get right to it. So
I love hanging out here because we give great information.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no. And you know what? I got to tell you, I don't usually tell you this stuff, but I get more nasty emails after you and I are together. Because it's the potheads of the 60s that go, well, I don't know what your problem is. You're hurting me, you know.
Of course.
So, we'll go into detail in a minute, but give us the 80,000-foot overview. Like, what's the difference between the dope in the late 60s, early 70s, and what they've got out there today?
Well, it's not the same stuff.
No.
I mean, in the old days, it used to be like 0.3 milligrams THC when you grab a joint. Now it's in the 30s. And what's really scary is the edibles
right.
and the oils. That's 80 to 100% proof THC.
Oh.
So we're seeing all the time, we're seeing kids literally getting psychotic. Smoking is ending up in the ERs. Almost a daily routine, we see one or two kids. And that's not just children. We're actually seeing adults, too. So it's a whole different ball game today.
Right.
And an adolescent brain, they're not even developed yet. So these kids are putting this high-potent THC in there. It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and you know, something I've said it to you, I've said it on the show, but people seem to miss this comment that they make. If you're 25 all the way up to whatever, you know, 90, and you're doing this stuff, well, that's on you. You figure it out.
Do your thing.
But for you to sit there and advocate for a 14, 15, say, you know, young kids, and it's good, stop it. Just stop it.
Mm.
Because you're uninformed and you're ignorant, and you're going to end up hurting somebody.
See, I used to, for years, you know this, I've been screaming everywhere I could that we're in the midst of an opiate epidemic. I've
right.
been saying this for about 15 years. It's going to get worse. People are going to die. It's going to be worse than the 70s, and here we are in the midst of the epidemic. Everyone thought I was crazy. I'm going to tell everybody this right now. The next public health crisis epidemic we are in the middle of right now is adolescence and THC. And I'm going to say it again. Adolescence and THC is right now a public health crisis. And I see it every day. I wish people that thought marijuana was just this, you know, good, healthy drug could just hang out with me for a day and see the kids, and not just the kids, the young adults that I have to deal with every day that are literally, and hey, this non-addictive drug, addicted to it. And,
well, you know,
it's really a frightening deal.
They want to help the kids. They feel bad for the kids. What's the big whoop? And it's like, you know what? Why don't you do some homework and then tell me what the big whoop is?
Right.
Okay?
Now, if you want to Google stuff, you can always Google the positives about THC. But how about you Google the negatives?
I'm going to go one step further, though. Get off Facebook. Get off the Google.
Mm-hmm.
Go find a guy like you in town or wherever. Find one of these clinics or what have you. Pay for the hour to sit with and get the real facts of what's going on, because they're not being funded by some pharmaceutical company that wants to, you know,
right.
whatever. They're seeing these kids come in on a daily basis.
You know,
talk to them about it.
And you know what's really bad? I mean, I've been working with people now for 35 years, treating people with chemical dependency. And adolescents up to about a year, 2 years ago, we were full. Everybody, the kids started smoking pot, people got proactive, and they got these kids help. Now, all the research, all the, whatever it's called, surveys say that the younger you deal with an adolescent, the younger you deal with the person and you deal with the crisis that's going on, the better chance these kids have. But the problem is nobody's dealing with it anymore. The adolescent rehabs are almost, I mean, there's only a few left because people aren't treating them. Now, come to my adult rehab, 18 to whatever, and we're exploding. And you know what we're exploding with? 18 to 25-year-olds mainly. And these are what I call untreated adolescents. They're not dealing with them when they're young, so they're hitting 18 and they're out of control.
Wow.
And I'm not one of these people that say everybody that smokes marijuana is going to shoot dope. But I'm going to say this. I never met a heroin addict that just woke up one morning and decided to shoot dope. It starts how? It starts by breaking contracts.
Right.
And the first contract we know is tobacco. It used to be cigarettes. Now it's vaping. I'll never use tobacco. Oh, well, everybody else is. What the heck? I just won't smoke pot. But hey, Joe, it's not a drug. It's natural. God put it there and it's legal. So we convince ourselves that there's nothing wrong with this. And once kids start breaking contracts, all the other stuff out there, I call them, it's a recipe for disaster. How's that?
So let's not just sound like two old guys screaming about dope is bad for you, right? Like parents screamed about. So there are good things in marijuana, correct?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
CBD oil is oil, right? And it's good for certain things. It's good for medicinal reasons. You want to make sure that you're not just taking it because you think it's the right thing. You should seek some kind of medical help or
even though there really isn't enough proof of that yet. But okay, let's say yes, it's good for you.
Okay. And I know that they say that people that are suffering from cancer, later stages of cancer, smoking marijuana helps them ease the pain or ease whatever it is.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I'm not going to take that away from...
Of course not.
Right? And this is not a 14-year-old, though, we're talking about, right?
Of course.
So we can go down a list of things that smoking dope or dope as a whole... I'm sorry, I'll call it marijuana, relax. That might be good for it. Might be some good uses for
it. Right.
But... The negative effects of this on young people, because when young people see us doing it, they think, hey, dad does it, mom does it, what's the big whoop, right?
And you said, and it used to be that when I had...
Well,
go ahead. When I was
pause, because we're going for a break.
Sounds good.
We believe in capitalism here.
We do.
We have no marijuana dispensaries sponsoring this show and never will. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We do have a seat.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
No, I'm not going to be watching.
President Trump at the White House asked by reporters if he will be watching Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding.
And the president goes on to tell reporters,
the Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 18 points to close at 27,171. The NASDAQ gaining 57 points. The S&P 500 up 8 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love.
We are back.
Falling under.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. But I want to get as much time in with my guests as I can, because, I mean, you, some of you guys, after the show and even earlier today, you make me nuts thinking that there's absolutely no issues with dope. I'm sorry, excuse me, marijuana. We called it dope for a reason in my day, but we'll talk about that later. You know, if you really want to see the effects of dope, go get the movie Dazed and Confused. You ever see that movie, Dazed and Confused? That was definitely definitely graduation day. My hometown at the time. Joe Mancini, your host. Carrie Quashin joins me with Action Drug Rehab. And Carrie, thanks for being with me. I always love it.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's just get back to it, because I think the whole premise here is that, I told you, I sat with somebody today who's talking about helping young people get healthy and that kind of stuff, and we hit this topic, and I said, did you know? And he wasn't willing to really take any kind of correction, because he felt that dope was good for you. It had good properties. It's got the CBD oil. It's got the... And I'm saying, wait a minute. You're not doing any homework on this.
Right.
Now, but the big thing was, it's not a gateway drug.
It's not a gateway drug. Okay, what is a gateway drug, then? You know what a gateway drug is?
Go ahead.
A gateway drug is anything. I mean, I'm not going to say it's just THC or marijuana, but most addicts start by experimenting with something, right? Used to be tobacco. And here's the, think this through for a second. When we're young, we all have what you call contracts. When I grow up, I want to be a part of the school board, I want to be a radio host, whatever it is, I want to be a cop, lawyer, doctor, right? They have those contracts. Then there's another set of contracts. When I grow up, here's things I'll never do. Almost everybody One of the first things they'll never do, especially today, is use tobacco because they know it causes cancer and will kill you. Also, they'll never use drugs because they don't ever want to be addicted. So where does it go wrong? You start hanging around with Joe and Tom and Rick over there at the school. Those guys look glamorous and exciting. You walk over, somebody says, you want a hit, dude? It's a cigarette or a vape. Almost every kid the first time says, no. To themselves, they said, it's a contract they made with myself. I'll never do it. But they're there every day. So it's starting to look a little bit whatever. They're convincing themselves it's only a vape. It's not even really cigarettes now. So they take their first hit. They just broke a contract. That's the gateway drug right there. So what do they say to themselves? It's only tobacco. It's only a vape. I'll never smoke dope, use drugs. They're hanging out with the same cool pit kids. All those drugs coming now are what I call drugs of opportunity. They're hanging out with the cool kids. Somebody walks in and says, want some pot? Oh, no, I'll never use a drug. Excuse me? This isn't a drug. It's natural. God put it there for you to smoke, and it's legal. And they take their first hit. Contracts are now getting weak, but not only did they just break a contract, they just put something in their body, and I dare anyone argue with me. They just put something in their body that made them feel different and better
yep.
than they've ever felt before. How can you tell anyone that's bad? They feel good.
Yeah.
And they're also part of this thing now, part of these kids. So here's how they clean it up. It's only pot. I'll never use other drugs. And they mean it. But they go to a party and somebody says, hey, have some of this. Now it's oil. And now it's not the 30% or 25%. Now it's 100%, 80% THC. These kids are stoned out of their mind. And then they go to another party and they're a little stoned. And somebody says, want some of this? No way. They smoke a little bit more. Want some of this? No way. They drink a little bit more. Want some of this? No. Well, why not? And they experiment with other drugs. If they have an addictive personality, they're now screwed. And that's what we see.
You know, I tell people all the time.
But it's not a gateway drug, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. What is a gateway drug? Please tell me.
I go to the basics. I go, look, I have a degree in nothing, but here's what I do know. First of all, the biggest mistake the government ever made was making the movie Reefer Madness. Remember that movie?
Yeah, but you know what's really crazy? That back then we realized was a lie. It wasn't true.
No.
But we are now seeing people that are smoking these oils that are really becoming psychotic okay. and doing crazy things like that.
That's a good point. That's
now,
a very good point.
Now it's a different drug altogether.
So, and I agree with you. We're seeing all that happen. I actually had the young man say to me today, there are studies, and you and I both, we were talking, joking about this during the break. You can find a study for anything you want,
yeah.
right?
The studies at LSD is good for you. That mean you're going to take some acid and drive?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So, he said, there are studies to show that smoking pot actually has healing effects for your lungs.
Oh,
and
really?
I said, there's no doctorate before my name, but here's the deal. I know that your lungs were designed for smoke, and they weren't designed for vapor. They were designed for oxygen. So
right.
tell me again, as you're sucking this smoke, no matter where it comes from, that it's good for your lungs. Hmm. Where are they getting this stuff?
You know what the biggest argument I have with people? I deal with drug addicts all day long. I deal with people using substance abuse, people with mental health, people that are suicidal. Been doing it for 35 years, maybe longer. And when I take somebody that's using heroin or cocaine or opiates and I say, you're going to die, you got a problem, you're addicted, they don't argue with me. They go, yeah, I know, but. When I deal with a chronic pot smoker, especially these young people, they're flunking out of school. They're messing up all over the place. They're suicidal. And I go, you're screwing up. No, I'm not. I mean, they can't figure it out. Give them a joint, put them in a closet, and they'll be okay. But the rest of the world don't mean anything.
But you're sitting here talking to parents and people around them. You say, wait a minute. This was an AB student. This was a kid that was out playing football. This was a kid that was doing all these things. And all of a sudden, he stopped. Aren't
you know
these
why?
Flags to you?
Yes, but you know what it is THC has what you call a seven-day half-life. So it stores in your fatty cells, and it lasts for a while. We're seeing it with especially adolescents, is they start losing their motivation. So that the more pot they smoke, the more motivation they lose. Meaning then, first period is boring. I don't want to go to dance. Dance is really boring, and I don't like baseball. So we're seeing these kids now at young age dropping out of classes, becoming tardy, forgetting to do homework, not turning it in because it also has short-term memory loss. So we're seeing all kinds of different stuff happening with adolescents. They're dropping out of classes, they're dropping out of sports, and their motivation is gone. So it's really becoming something that we better pay attention to. I believe that we're in the midst of a crisis right now, a public health crisis when it comes to adolescents.
I agree with you. I tell people all the time, you know, think about something. We have the highest... This country has the highest suicide rate for teenagers than any other country on the planet.
Yes.
Why is that? Why we're so open, we're so progressive, we're so smart and educated, and yet we can't figure out what this is doing to our kids.
I could figure it out.
It was
pretty simple to figure out. Number one, it's crazy. I got approached by a magazine in another country. And they wanted to do an article on, listen to this, they wanted me to be the expert on an article saying the drug crisis in America. Isn't that crazy? This is from another country wanting to know why we're having a crisis with young people. It's pretty simple. Number one, adolescents, let's say 12 to whatever, 12 and up. The average parent spends between 2 and 10 minutes with those kids a day speaking to them. It's kind of one of these kind of things. How was your day? It was good. How was school? Was okay. Do you have any homework? I done it. Are you hungry? I ate. The last thing a 14-year-old girl or boy does before they go to sleep is what? Pick up their phone.
Text.
And no, they're not even texting. They're seeing each other through Snapchat or Instagram. They're looking at each other. So they actually go to sleep with their friends. First thing they do when they wake up before they use the restroom is pick up the phone and say hi to their friends again. So now they go to sleep with their friends. They wake up with their friends. Then what? They walk in the kitchen, spend
That's
a minute.
Their family.
Yeah. They go to school. With who? Their friends. They come home from school. Mom and dad are working, if they're even together. Who's waiting for them? Their friends. If not in person, on this gadget that we have. So the parents come home, have their two-minute conversation. They go back in their room, and what are they doing? They're back on the phone or their computer with their friends again.
Wow.
Adolescents today are not connected to parents. They're connected to friends. If they're connected to their friends more than they're connected to their parents, what happens? They make decisions they normally wouldn't make. They smoke pot. They use other drugs. They have sex. They wake up. They don't feel so good, and they have depression. And then we want to know why we have a high suicide risk right now.
So when we come back, I want to talk about the opioid usage, and then I want to talk about fixing it. How are we going to fix this? What parents and people around them can help? Joe Bacini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Carrie will be with us after the break.
Guy wants to know.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox and a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
I ain't going to school no more. I'm done. Everything I need to learn, I learned in kindergarten. I'm Joe Massoon, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved with the live chat that's going on up there. Give me your email address, or, you know, if you want to be notified by text, you simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Kerry Quashin joins me, as he does from time to time. I love it when he's on the show because we have some real serious conversations around drug usage on teens. You know, Kerry, before we keep going on, one of the things I always forget to do, tell people a little bit about your history so they know, we, you know, like, you didn't just come out of school last Tuesday and all of a sudden you're an expert,
right? No, it was last
right?
Thursday. No, I've been working with, I was going to say, adolescents and adults with substance abuse and mental health now for going on over 35 years. And I'm also a former alcoholic and addict. I've been clean and sober. This Christmas Eve will be 39 years.
Wow.
So
well,
I've seen it. I've done it. I've lived it. I'm living it now, but in other people's worlds.
Right.
So.
No, you know this, and he doesn't listen to the show, so I'm not that worried about it. But we had some issues with my older son, and what I thought the thing was funny, we had these doctors in the room, you know, these guys that were well-trained and well-taught, and they said he was ready to leave. And the only guy in the room, the guy's name was Jimmy, he was missing half his teeth, a coke addict most of his life, and he says, he's got them all bullpuckied. He is not ready to leave.
Right.
And he was right.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of like I tell people, I don't really care whether you have a PhD in front of your name or not.
Right.
What's your experience? What are you doing?
Yeah. But when it comes to treating, I mean, I own drug rehabs is what I do. And I was talking to the group the other day, and most everyone that goes into rehab, they don't want to get sober. What they want to do is get off the drug that's keeping them really sick and in trouble. So if they're opiate addicts, in their minds they're thinking, if I get off the opioids, I can smoke weed because I don't like weed. And this is people's thinking. I can drink because I don't have a problem with alcohol. But what in reality is, once if they don't get off of everything, they always find their way back to true love, whatever that may be.
So opioid usage, out of control, epidemic levels. But you've got to step back and say, how? How did that come about? Was it originally prescription drugs, overprescribed for pretty much everything, or was it truly nothing more than a progression through gateway drugs?
There's two different kinds of addicts we deal with today. Number one addict is what we were talking about earlier. They start by breaking contracts. The drugs that are not gateway drugs, remember those?
Yeah.
They start by smoking weed or vaping or whatever the deal is, and they just continue to break their contracts, wrong place, wrong time. They have an addictive personality.
Right.
The other addict that we're treating today, which is almost as many now, which is really frightening, is the accidental addict. They don't have any track record of drugs. They didn't start by drinking. They didn't start by smoking weed. They didn't start by drinking alcohol. They started by going to a hospital having surgery. Or they had a toothache. Where they had a backache and they went to the doctor and the doctor said, here's Vicodin or Oxy. In those days, they were prescribed 90 with a refill of 90. So you had so many pills that you took them in 2 weeks, your body's physically addicted to these drugs. So then what happens is, okay, you have a backache. You go to the doctor. He gives you these pills. You take these pills for 2-3 weeks, maybe a month. Then you try to come off of them. Now you're withdrawing. So these opiates now trick your brain to believe you still have pain. So now it's not 2 every 4 hours, it's 4 every 4 hours, and it's 8 every 4 hours. I got people in rehab now that are taking 30 to 60 pills a day. Would kill anybody else. So how did this happen? I mean, first of all, if you go to a doctor, right, people want to blame docs. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. Because if you go to a doctor and you say, my back hurts, I can't get out of bed, I'm having these nerve pains, doctor can't see pain. All he knows is what you're saying.
Gotta believe you.
So if you're saying this, he's going to prescribe something because he does or she does not want you to have pain. What they lacked or they didn't do was tell people about addiction. You know, do you have addiction in your history? Do you have family that had addiction? You know, if you take these for this amount of time, you can get addicted. So doctors weren't that educated. Things have changed now dramatically. We have a program called Cures Program, meaning if you're a doctor and you're writing a prescription for a benzo Xanax, that's a pick, right? They can go on the computer. They're going to see every doctor that wrote you those pills in the last whatever. So that's just something. Now people are on lists. Like if you go to Henry Mayo, there's a list of people that are drug addicts and drug seeking. They know who you are.
Wow.
So this Cure Program helps. They're not allowed to write 90 pills anymore either. They give 12 days. So there's a lot of changes right now. Little late, maybe. The other problem we're having different today than we've ever had before, name me a drug that gets you high that isn't physically addictive. Vicodin, physically addictive. Soma, physically addictive. Those are a muscle relaxer. Xanax, one of the hardest to get off of. Ativan, same thing. So the problem a lot of people are having today is no matter what's prescribed to them, they're not just getting emotionally addicted, they're getting physically addictive. Now, when you run out of pills, Let's say you get a script for 60 or whatever the deal is. Let's just pick the number. They're good for 30 days, but you use them in 10. You go to a doctor and you say, I need another one. They look at your cures the program. They say, you just had one 10 days ago. We can't give you any. So now what do they have to do? They have to hit the streets. These pills are a whole lot of money on the streets. So they go to the dealer and the dealer says, you can spend this much or you can buy some heroin. If you smoke the heroin, you don't have to shoot. It's the same high and a whole lot cheaper. So now we're finding professionals. I'm talking, I was dealing with a realtor the other day and a nurse that is smoking heroin because they ran out of pills. So now they're doing that.
Unreal.
So we're creating, the system is creating, I don't even know if it's anyone's fault, maybe lack of education, but we're creating addicts today.
You're flooring. All right, so now that I'm totally depressed myself here. And I, you know, my drug of addiction is caffeine. I just love coffee; makes me feel better.
Right.
But how do we fix?
Wasn't I supposed to bring you some?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't go through withdrawals.
A double espresso, non-decaf.
there you go.
How do you fix this though? I mean, how do you get first of all? How do you get parents to understand this is not a joke. This is a serious thing.
You know, that's the hard part right now because that's what I mean. We're in the midst of an epidemic when it comes to THC in adolescents. Problem is parents don't believe that. Parents surrendered. They gave into it. They're saying, well, you know what? All the other kids are doing it, so why am I going to fight that battle? You fight that battle because your kids are worth it. You fight that battle because you love your children. You fight that battle because I know, no matter who you are, when you go to bed at night, you know that your kids shouldn't be doing that. You know that that can be an issue for your child. And here's the other problem that I want everyone to understand. One out of every six Americans, and check this out, one out of every six Americans in this country will have a drug problem one day in their lifetime. That's pretty scary stuff.
You know, we got a few minutes left here, and I think we talked about earlier that we have the highest teen suicide rate on the planet, pretty much.
Right. And we talked about why, didn't we?
And, yeah, well, I was going to say to you, our kids, there's no hope there. There's no, what is there for them to shoot for? What is there, everything is, and, you know, I do a lot of snowflake stories on the show.
Right.
And everything is a major problem. We're not teaching our kids to push through anymore. We're teaching them to go.
We need to spend time with our children. The biggest thing is we need to spend time with our children, period, end of subject. That 2 to 10 minutes needs to change to 2 to 3 hours. We need to have dinner with our children. We need to do things with our children. We need to stay connected to our children. If we're not connected to them, they're connected to their friends, and there comes depression and suicide and all the other stuff.
Some of my friends get mad at me because one of my favorite sayings is, they didn't ask for you. You had them.
Right.
You have a responsibility to take care of your kids. And if that means you have to give up something, if that means that you have to spend more time doing something else, can't go to the yacht club tonight, I mean, you've got to do what you got to do to make sure your kids.
And you've got to hardwire their thinking differently.
Yeah.
So that starts when they're young. You want to know how we can stop this drug? I mean, drugs are going to be here forever. They've always been here. They're never going to go anywhere. There's going to be more and more and more. And the only way we can win this is in our own homes. And that's by education and connection. So start when your kids are young, and it's not a one-time conversation.
Oh,
it's
no.
A conversation you got to have. And it's not just drugs, Joe. Talk to your kids about drugs, sex, violence, dating, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't learn it from you, they're going to pick up this phone, and they're going to hit
that. Oh, they're going to find it somewhere.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I mean,
interweb is full of fun stuff.
Oh, my. I mean, I used to get called from parents, and they said, guess what I found in the bathroom? I said, yeah, okay, Playboy magazine. These kids now, they hit the word porno on these phones.
Yeah.
And anything you can imagine is on that phone for free. So you got 10-year-old kids doing this all the time. You need to educate your kids about drugs, sex, violence, dating, everything.
We really haven't got much time, but we were those jerky parents where you couldn't have computers in your bedroom, phones stayed downstairs, you know what I'm saying? When you did your homework on the computer, we had a place downstairs to do your homework. Anyway, Gary, tell people how to get a hold of you if they need you.
1-800-367-8336. That's 1-800-367-8336 or actiondrugrehabs.com.
Well, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the work you do with the kids. So.
My pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
Joe Mancini, your host. Hey, listen, come on back the next hour. We got a smorgasbord of crazy stories that we're going to talk about, and you heard it. If you don't take anything else away from the show tonight, spend some time with your kids. Seriously. We'll be right back.